You mentioned the Atlas trial that Richard Pito presented in San Antonio, and I interviewed him at San Antonio about that. And of course, I guess it's a little bit of a preliminary analysis, but the bottom line, as you said, was that he stood up there and said, I think there are fewer relapses, maybe 15% in patients with ER-positive tumors and people who continue tamoxifen beyond 5 years. Nowadays, I think that's mainly an issue for premenopausal patients. What do you think about that? Or is that ready for prime time?
I think, as you say, it's really only an issue for premenopausal patients. MA17 showed us that letrozole, and we had also the NSABP studies, and there's a small Austrian study, I think, looked at anastrozole. All these studies have shown that the eyes can do a lot better than 15%. So my view is it's kind of almost a non-question.
In the postmenopausal.
In the postmenopausal women, we should be switching to an AI, not continuing on tamoxifen. But in the premenopausal women, it's an intriguing question. So what we do is we keep them on tamoxifen while they're premenopausal, keep checking their hormones, and when they get to postmenopausal, 8, 9, 10 years perhaps, we'll then switch them to an AI at that point.
Of course, he wasn't able to factor in that side effects toxicity yet. I mean, I think they're still looking at that. So even if there are fewer relapses, you kind of have to look at the whole therapeutic ratio. But this issue of the woman who starts out premenopausal, maybe she gets chemotherapy. At some point, maybe it's in a few months, maybe it's in, as you say, 8 or 9 years, becomes postmenopausal. Do you feel comfortable just looking at the sera and, you know, trying to determine if they're postmenopausal?
Very difficult unless you've got very sensitive estrogen assays. But I think it is possible if a woman's had chemotherapy, she's had a tamoxifen, we're now thinking of extending the treatment. Certainly she's over 50. We will put her on an aromatase inhibitor and just monitor her very carefully. You know, if you educate patients what to look for, most of the women who are premenopausal, they will get some kind of menstruation, or they'll identify some change in the body. But what we tend to do is send some hormone analysis away about 6 weeks after they've switched. And if they are premenopausal, then letrozole or anastrozole will find that follicle, get it to start working, and they will produce estrogen, which you can measure. But it is a difficult area. And sometimes, you know, you put patients on an AI, they menstruate, put them back on tamoxifen, keep them another year and try again. It's just a see-as-you-go policy, I think. It's a difficult area, though.